All right, we're going to take you now back to the 1980s for a few seconds. You may or may not recognize that sound. Pac-Man. It was that yellow arcade hero who munched dots while being chased by four ghosts. In 2004, some grad students in New York created a real-life version of the game on the streets of Manhattan. That effort seems to be game over, for now anyway. But some students in France have quite literally taken the idea and run with it. It's called Urban Pac-Man. Cyrus Farivar reports from Lyon.
Clément Chen stands on a chair in a local game club here in Lyon. Gathered around him is a group of 20 college-aged men and women. Chen is the organizer of Lyon's version of Urban Pac-Man.
Bon, alors je vous rappelle les règles. Il y a deux équipes.
Clément reminds everyone of the rules. There are two teams, Pac-Man's team and the Ghost team. Now, Pac-Man's job, he says, is to get the highest score. Many in this group played Pac-Man as kids. That's hardly surprising. It was one of the most popular arcade games in the world in the 1980s. In the video game version, one player controls Pac-Man. You maneuver Pac-Man through a maze filled with dots. You try to eat as many dots as possible. That's how you score points. Pac-Man is chased by four ghosts. But Urban Pac-Man is a bit different. The streets of Lyon become the maze, and real people take on the roles of Pac-Man and the ghosts. Again, Clément Chen.
In our Pac-Man, there's the real player in the street with the costume and everything. And there's a player on the computer. So we have five players in the street, four ghosts, one Pac-Man. And we have five players with computers.
In other words, the Urban Pac-Man and each Urban Ghost are paired with someone on a computer. The person on the computer is called a controller. The controller stays in touch with their street double by cell phone. As the ghost, or Pac-Man, runs around the street, they tell their controllers which street they're running down, and whether they're turning left or right. The controllers then plot out the action on their computer screens, creating a kind of slow-motion version of the original game.
When one of the ghosts in the street spots Pac-Man, when he sees him, he warns his controller in the computer, and he tells him, yeah, I think Pac-Man is there, so there's a kind of team play between ghosts.
The whole idea is to make the on-street version as true to the video game experience as possible.
Tu sais où est Pac-Man?
Do you know where Pac-Man is? Asked Mélanie Julien, a telecommunications student. She's playing one round of Urban Pac-Man as a ghost. And when I say ghost, I mean she's actually wearing a big, brightly colored orange robe, just like the ghosts in the video game. Pac-Man, meanwhile, wears yellow gym shorts, a yellow tank top, and a bike helmet that's been converted to look like the real Pac-Man shape. Julien checks in with her controller.
Je vais attendre un peu.
I'm going to wait a minute.
Hey, Pinky! She was just below me a moment ago.
Il a mangé
okay.
Pinky?
Oh, I just got eaten. I'll be right there.
And with that, because Pac-Man tagged her, Mélanie Julien has to go back to the beginning. Now you may ask, why bring a video game to the streets? Because it is pretty fun, even though when I played as Pac-Man, I didn't even last 4 minutes. But the point is that I had a blast doing it. Organizer Clément Chen says he'd love to have Urban Pac-Man spread around the globe and possibly even have city-to-city competitions. But for now, it's only here in France. The next match is set for the first Saturday in May. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar in Lyon, France.
We've got some pictures and a video of Urban Pac-Man on the streets of Lyon. Just visit us at theworld.org and look for the technology section on our homepage.